This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Dan Van Slyke is the Executive Director of Wildlife Safari. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We're doing good here. Busy Tuesday and a lot going on. Here it is, almost the end of May. That means summer is not far off. School is about out. And I know there's a lot going on at Wildlife Safari. Talk about some of the new things going on out there people ought to know about.
Well, you know, we're kicking into gear, finally got this bad weather behind us, and there's so many cool things, but probably the coolest thing is we had ODF&W got a hold of us with some orphaned baby bears, and we had two little boys that came in, and they're absolutely the coolest thing in the world, and so we're raising those little guys. Folks can come out, and they can actually do a behind-the-scenes encounter with them. You can go down, take your kids. It's down behind our vet clinic, and they're just amazing. They're really, really fun. It's neat that, you know, that they were orphaned. Now they have a home. It's not neat that they're orphaned, but obviously that they've got a home and a permanent home because we've got plenty of room for them to settle in. They got a big pond, and they got all kinds of cool things to do. We just had a giraffe arrive. Well, you got to see a giraffe trailer. Kyle, it's like a horse trailer on steroids. It's really tall, and this thing rolled in. This guy's name is Jack, and he's really, really very cool. I think if you were to do an assessment with the people on what's the most popular animal out here, it'd probably be the giraffes. We keep adding giraffes to the mix, and it's like a giraffic park experience when they're walking in front of your car. It's just really amazing.
You know, I was...
Go ahead.
I was out of town over the weekend, and one of my best friends from high school, we were talking yesterday. They have been down a number of times from Portland, but one of the things she said is that she wants to do a giraffe encounter, and that, I mean, that kind of goes along with what you just said there. Being, you know, out of the area, they've come a few times, but that is still on the list, and they want to see more of the giraffes.
Well, you know, we built a new giraffe ball. The very cool part about that is we've got handicap access with wheelchairs that we can literally take folks right up to a door, and then they can feed the giraffes, and that's a really nice component. We just had, like, a couple of weeks ago, I guess one of the best events at Wildlife Safari. It's called Day of Discovery, and we had 2,500 people that came out, and they're handicapped from all over the state. And it's just a very, very, very neat event. They were able to see all the things that are going on. We got the new tiger babies that are not really babies anymore. They're almost as big as mom, but they're sure worth seeing. They're just absolutely fantastic. This year's fundraiser, by the way, Kyle, since you are going to be our MC, right?
I am, you bet.
Yep, put you on the spot on the radio. But anyway, it's going to be for our Rhino-Boma upgrade. And what it is, the Rhino building that we built, we're going to do an addition to that, which is going to give us the ability to go ahead and have Rhino babies. And we think that would be a very cool thing to bring to Wildlife Safari.
Wow. So many things going on. And with summer almost here, what about things for kids, special camps and all that kind of thing?
The camps program, we still have some openings, but it's just really fantastic. We've got a great education crew that we have camps every day. You can bring your kids out, it's every day of the week. And all you got to do is go to our website. Everything's posted. Also, if you're interested in memberships, you know, we've got a great membership program where you can come out, and once you purchase your membership, it's just free access to the park, you know, for the rest of the year. And that's a very cool thing. Got some babies on the ground, too, like bison babies. We got new cheetah cubs that you can see. So it seems like spring, you know, it's always a good time to see the babies. But lots and lots of good things to do out here. The train's running well. It's just camel rides. And so if you wanted to do something really special, the whole village area is free. So you can literally just come out, hang out, and just do some really fun things. And I think it's just a great way to kind of kick off the summer.
Wow. Wildlife Safari. And you get people there from literally all over the world.
Absolutely. You know, you think about it, a guy's sitting at the dining room table in France deciding where he's going to go in Oregon, and wildlife safari's on the list. They kind of make a little triangular route. They go to the coast, they go to Crater Lake, and they come to wildlife safari. So we get 250,000 people through here every year. You were talking about your weekend, and I listened to your little presentation. You're talking about James Taylor. Boy, that takes you back to the 70s. That was my era, and I bet that was fun.
Oh, yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we sure want to encourage people to come out because it's just a good time to come. Animals are great. Food's great. And it's just, you know, got a lot of weirdness going on around the world, and it's nice to come around and hang out with animals. They're therapeutic, you know. If you've got health problems, financial problems, whatever you got, you can escape all that. It's just coming out here and just hanging out with these animals. It's really a good time.
And Wildlife Safari, what hours are you open right now?
We're open from 9 to 6, and we're even contemplating, you might just encourage folks to keep going to our website. We're thinking about maybe incorporating some of these night tours that we used to do last year. We're doing some, like, we still have some room left to do overnight camps. So if you want to do something, like, really, really unique with your family, you come out here and you camp right in the lion area, so you get to listen to lions all night. You remember when you did that fundraiser and the lions were roaring behind you?
Yeah, that's...
You get to have that all night, Kyle.
Boy, that one is, they seem a lot closer than they, well, maybe they are closer than I wish they were at that point. I don't know.
Well, if you're camping with them, you're only a few yards away from them. So that's it's actually a super exciting time. But we're kind of thinking about doing that for the summer where we can load people up and take them out on these twilight tours. And last year we did a little that. If people remember, even around Halloween, we did a tour like that where you did flashlights. You could see the animals at night. But wildlife safari changes a lot in the evening. It's just got a whole different feel. And so that's just something, again, that's completely unusual and different. I think people that live in the area, you sort of forget how unique wildlife safari is, because there's only like 5 other parks like ours around the nation. Most are zoos. Animals are in cages. And so the fact that you get to drive through the animals right by your car and in the evening is a really, really unique experience. So sure want to encourage people to come out and enjoy that.
All right, Dan Van Slyke, Executive Director of Wildlife Safari, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.